Engineers and fashion designers are quickly becoming friends. Try on the M dress for size, a silk garment that also serves as your cell phone. When it rings, you simply answer it by lifting your hand to your head. Or what about clothing that changes color when you touch or breathe? A shape memory alloy allows dresses to become different shapes. The examples are limited but expanding. Virginia Tech professor of electrical and computer engineering Tom Martin is also at the leading edge of this technology and is making so-called smart clothing.
We're trying to stay as close as possible to the way people normally make cloth and the way they normally make clothes. I've actually been learning to weave and to embroider and things like that, so we're weaving wires in, we're attaching the electronics.
And there are medical applications as well. Some clothing can monitor the heart and other health conditions. Keeping track of your mileage and plugging in your iPod is available in sports clothing. Martin says the health and sports industries are devoting a lot of money to research because their clients are more willing to bear the extra cost earlier. Martin and his students are thinking up other applications.
So we've made, for instance, a set of pants that can tell whether you're running, walking, standing, sitting down. We're working on a jumpsuit now that'll do some more complex things, like tell whether you're sitting with your left leg crossed over your right leg crossed over your left leg, whether you're doing the jitterbug or some other dance. We've built a smart rug that can tell where you've walked on it and kind of track your footsteps across.
The smart rug could be useful at a movie theater as it directs people to other less crowded entrances. It could have also come in handy at the University of Cincinnati conference we were attending, celebrating the school's computer history and predicting the future. Martin says it could communicate with your cell phone to leave you an electronic trail of breadcrumbs. A new study finds cell phones and other portable devices are the preferred method of delivery for patients monitoring medical conditions. Researchers at the Oregon Health and Science University report health IT systems have the potential for empowering patients to become more active in the care process, reducing hospitalizations, emergency department visits, and overall managed care costs. IBM's Diana DeMoncus educates health administrators on how they can benefit from technology. At the UC conference, she spoke about computers in healthcare or medical informatics.
It's sort of a hodgepodge. You'll find facilities that have totally automated everything, and there's no questions asked, and they're moving on down the road. And other facilities that have a lot of paper-intensive processes for documentation and storing and managing records.
She says the equipment does have to protect patient records.
The original intent and the Institute of Medicine from NIH is still firmly behind that we need to move toward electronic record for patient safety reasons. I think there's just more research that needs to be done in controlled studies to highlight the benefit.
Slowing the process is the cost and lack of government mandate, which DeMoncus says is coming. Health topics, political information, and product reviews are big on social networks. UC graduate Eric Newman is general manager of the Pluck Corporation, a leading provider of social media tools to media brands, big companies, and retailers. His company provides a whole suite of interactive tools so businesses can gauge what's being said.
Ranging from the ability to recommend articles, to comment on articles, for users to take up blogs, photo galleries, video galleries, forums, really just about anything you can think of that will allow someone to interact online.
Newman says clients like Whole Foods, Circuit City, and Kraft give their audience a voice, be it positive or negative.
Sort of our projection is there won't be websites without some form of community on them in the next 5 to 7 years. So it's happening whether they like it or not. And related to that, those conversations are happening whether they like it or not. So if I am a brand or a retailer or a publisher, and someone says something that maybe I disagree with, or they say something negative about my brand, that's going to happen regardless. The question is would I like to house that conversation, have an opportunity to interact with that user or the users, possibly step up and rectify whatever it is they're having issues with?
He says transparency and openness is the new model for the web. And believe it or not, social networking actually increases the efficiency of employees, according to a new AT&T study in 5 European countries. But companies are picky about the sites their employees can visit. 39% of people said they logged onto the company's own sites, 20% used internal forums, and 16% looked at company-produced video material shared on intranets. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.